Captain Sarin had never tried to track an Eldar fleet before. She was finding that it didn't compare to anything else in her experience.
Warp signature?
Negative.
Not even from a focused Auspex sweep with the coordinates I gave you?
Negative.
Well, try again.
Compliant.
She tried not to sigh. Lord Angron, her master and commander, whether he liked to be addressed as Lord or not, had demanded that she lead the combined Legion fleet in pursuit of the enemy. The problem with that was simple. She had no idea how. The Eldar hadn't run. They'd vanished. The keen rumble of active armor drew her attention to the side of her throne. Karn was approaching, his features masked by his crested helm as usual.
Angron's patience is wearing thin.
So is mine.
Lotara narrowed her eyes.
And I don't take kindly to threats, Karn.
That is one of the many reasons you were given command of the Conqueror. And it was not a threat, merely an offer of information.
He's asking me to chase phantoms. Eldar ships leave no warp signature, so how am I to follow them? My mistress of Astropas senses nothing. My navigator can find no warp wake to pursue. The Auspex sees nothing.
She looked at Karn, her own temper mounting.
With the greatest respect, what does he want me to do? Fly the ship around in wide circles and hope the enemy returns?
Karn said nothing. He merely watched her impassively. Lotara reached back to tie her hair into a loose ponytail, keeping it from her eyes.
I have one idea. We can still punish the Eldar. Angron wishes to see the enemy dead before him. I think I can arrange that.
And how do you plan to do it, if you cannot chase them?
They attacked when the Conqueror moved ahead alone, outpacing the rest of the fleet. Their target was us. More specifically, their target was our Primarch. When they struck, they'd been waiting for the chance to catch us while we were vulnerable, and they were willing to risk a great many lives to see Angron dead. I'm betting they'll run the risk again.
I believe I see where this is leading.
Sometimes it seems that Angron cares not from whence the blood flows. But he wants revenge, and I will give it to him. Order your warriors to battle stations, and ready your elite companies for when we prime the Ursus Claws.
The Devourers will undoubtedly be ready, Captain.
He sounded amused, pleased with her plan. They knew one another well, for Lotara had served on the flagship as a helm officer for years before her promotion. Captain Sarin enjoyed risks as much as any warrior in the Legion she served.
What brings that smile to your lips, Lotara?
We're about to prove the great truth of the 12th Legion, Karn. No one runs from the Conqueror.